Joe Miller picked up another high-profile endorsement today in his U.S. Senate bid, Mike Huckabee. But on Friday, a Tea Party Express rally for Miller in Juneau drew only 9 people who were not political operatives or news reporters. KTOO's Rosemarie Alexander has the story.
Since July, the Tea Party Express has been stumping South Central and Interior Alaska for U.S. Senate candidate Joe Miller, running against Senator Lisa Murkowski in the upcoming Republican primary. Last week, they hit Kodiak, Ketchikan, and the capital city with a message that Washington needs fiscal responsibility, free markets, and the Constitution. Using words they say have been lobbed against them, organizers declared they aren't racist or nutty or crackpots, just conservative.
You know, we've heard, why are you here? You're an outside group. Well, we have over 1,000 supporters here in your state, and we feel like it's our job to get behind these people and get behind the true conservative. Just because you're Republican does not mean you're a conservative.
National Tea Party Express Chair Amy Kramer claims campaign success in several states, including Nevada, Utah, and Massachusetts. Kramer is one of the original founders of the Tea Party and believes the movement has both Republicans and Democrats running scared. The big draw for Friday's Juneau rally was former Ronald Reagan aide Sal Russo. He likens the movement to those who followed Reagan when he jumped into politics in 1966, eventually becoming president. But Russo says the Tea Party won't be around very long.
What changes things is new people who get involved. All political movements that are successful are all successful because it's new people. They bring the energy, the unwillingness to accept no, and to push for change. I don't think the Tea Party is going to be around 10 years from now, but I think it'll have a material impact on the political process.
Several speeches were punctuated by the phrase, "Right on," from 66-year-old Juneau resident Elwood Hunt. That prompted an organizer to ask him to speak to the group. Hunt told them he's been following the Tea Party in the media and hoping it would come to Juneau.
As soon as I saw all those old people in the crowds and say no more bailouts and just saying things that were supporting the Constitution, I knew I had to be a member.
Hunt said he wished he could go back to the 1950s when unemployment was low and government small. Most of the people who came to the rally said they were invited by someone else, like electrician Jim Islander. He says there should have been 5 times more people there to hear the Tea Party's message.
It's a movement of the people, and it's long overdue. We got to put a stop to the kind of economics that is destroying our country and wreaking havoc on our future freedoms. We're putting a lot of debt on the back of our kids, and I'm a redneck.
The latest political poll shows Murkowski garnering more than 60% of the vote in the August 24 primary, and Miller about 30%. It also indicates Palin's endorsement of Miller has hurt his campaign. Since that mid-July poll, the Tea Party Express has started airing Joe Miller TV and radio commercials. The Tea Party has promised to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on Miller's campaign. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.